Welcome back. Hunter Happer Show continues on 1620 The Zone. John Bishop with you live from Detroit, where later tonight, the Midwest Region Semifinals, the number 3 seed Creighton Blue Jays and the number 2 seed Tennessee Volunteers. We'll have all the coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight with our pregame show, Blue Jay Shootaround, and then Nick and I will take over sometime around 8:30 Omaha time. There'll probably be some basketball still being played at Little Caesars Arena between Gonzaga and Purdue. And then, of course, we'll have the tip-off 30 minutes after the conclusion of the Bulldogs and the Boilermakers. And then don't forget, later tonight, Jimmy Allen and Alex Drake are here in Detroit with us, and they will be hosting a special live edition of Blue Jay Overtime from Detroit, and hopefully it'll be in preparation for an Elite Eight game. If there's going to be somebody who's going to weigh heavily in the factor of whether or not the Jays are moving on this weekend, it may be Jason Green. Jason Green, who last week against Oregon tripled his career high in rebounds in one game. And, of course, noted for this.
Alexander dribbling out some clock in front of us. 13 on the shot clock. Now looks to start his attack. Trey trying to get into the paint. Trey, step back two. No good. Jason Green! Slam dunk! Jason Green! 79-71 Creighton, 2:18 to go.
Jason, how's your week been since I don't want to call it your coming out party, because right. We've seen you play well before, yeah. But being on the biggest stage, how was your week?
I've been pretty good. I've got a lot of compliments throughout the week just from like classmates and teachers and stuff. So, I mean, I'm definitely feeling really supported by everybody that's around me, and just excited to get back to it. Well,
What's the best text you got this week, or the best greeting, or the most unexpected?
It's probably from our old. It's probably from Casey Matthews. He texted me yesterday, just talking about how proud he is of me and how far I've come, and like how I've just battled against the odds just to get to where I'm at. So I feel like that's the best text I received.
How embarrassed were you to fall after the dunk? That was underrated part of the whole play.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't control it. When I came down, I could kind of tell I was going to take a little tumble. But, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I wasn't too embarrassed because, I mean, I got the dunk. That's all that really matters.
Exactly. So, you know. Go back to that play and just being in the right spot at the right time. How can you take me through it? What do you remember about it? Or is it still kind of a blur?
Okay, so what I remember is, this isn't how it happened, but what I remember is Trey drove, and then actually no, this is what happened. He drove, he got one of the defenders off him, and like kind of on like a jump stop, and then he pivoted back and shot it. And I could just tell from like I had bumped out to space the floor a little bit more, and I could tell that it was going to be short and it was going to bounce to my side of the rim. So I just went for it, jumped up and grabbed it. I kind of had to adjust a little bit in midair to bring it higher so I could slam it a little harder. But yeah.
Did you put a little more cheese on it than you might normally?
I did. Yeah, I definitely did. I had to. With that opportunity, I just got to take it.
Absolutely. This whole season's been such an interesting one for you because it started with the injury. It kind of held you back a little bit, and then just some spotty play, and then at one point you actually came in and played a little bit of the five. Just kind of describe for me how this whole year has gone for you and how you've been able to adjust throughout all of it.
Yeah, so I mean, this year has definitely been one of the bumpiest years of my life just because of everything that I had to go through, just like adjusting to potentially playing the five when I got back, and having to switch between the four and five, having to learn both positions, like the plays in both positions and stuff like that. I mean, like after that little stretch right when I got back where I was learning the five, I kind of tried to carve out my role as a four a little bit more because that's where I'm the most comfortable. And slowly but surely, I was able to do that throughout practice and getting like my limited minutes during the games. I tried to do the best that I could, and eventually it got me to where I've been recently, like just doing a lot better and taking the opportunities when they come to me and not forcing anything like that. So I mean, it's been a long journey, but I mean, we made it. We're getting there.
What's the adjustment been like for you? Because it's been a couple of years since you were an everyday, every minute type player like you were at Millard North. And then last year, of course, you redshirt. And this year, you know, the hits and misses of, you know, spotty play. Was that a hard adjustment for you?
I think my summer going into freshman year of college was kind of like where I realized just how much better I needed to get, because coming in, I just I just wasn't quick enough, wasn't strong enough, wasn't fast enough. Like, anything you could think of, I just wasn't there yet. So, I mean, the redshirt year was definitely, like, the most important part of my career so far, just because of how much stronger and how much faster I got. So now I can just battle with anybody on the inside, and especially helping me getting rebounds and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I think adjusting from playing a lot of minutes to not very many wasn't too difficult, just because I wasn't expecting to get a ton of minutes after that first year, because I knew I had to work my way up. It's kind of like Creighton's like very much system based, and like if you aren't prepared for everything you got to do, then you just have to wait your turn until you are ready for everything. So I mean, I took the opportunities as they came, and eventually I like just started to build my minutes up more and more, and I don't know, we'll see where we're at next year.
Where did that patience come from? Was that something that, you know, your parents put into you? Was it previous coaches, other teachers? Because it's not that common anymore for guys to be that selfless when it comes to being patient. Where do you think that comes from?
I mean, I just think it comes from my own head. Like, I know what I'm capable of, and I also know what I'm not capable of. So, and I know there's things that I'm not going to be good at that I have to work on. And it's like nobody's going to be perfect at something as soon as they started. So, I mean, for me, I just know that, like, there's some things I'm not going to be good at, and some things are going to take time to build and develop. And I think that's just what kept me going and what kept me locked in and focused on the process.
There's always been a great tradition at Creighton of guys from the Omaha area who have been stars, and you're hoping to be in that same spot. What does that mean to you, being an Omaha kid playing for the Omaha school?
I mean, it means a lot to me, just because of, like, I've grown up, I've been in Omaha my entire life. I mean, I've seen a lot of the Creighton stars come and go. I've seen all the support that Creighton's got throughout the years. And I mean, basically Creighton is just Omaha's team. Like, everybody in Omaha knows about Creighton basketball, and it just means everything to me that I could potentially be one of the next best guys that went there. And especially just being from Omaha, I mean, it just multiplies that feeling.
It's Omaha's team, but how much do you guys want to be known more nationally? I know we've made our impact, but to win this weekend and to make that next step, that's a whole nother level.
It is, yeah. I mean, I feel like when we win this weekend, it's just going to put Omaha on the map as a whole, because if you tell somebody you're from Omaha, they have no idea what it is or where or what state it's in or things like that. But, I mean, the more we win, the more recognition we're getting and the bigger name we get. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just really excited for what's to come.
It looks like this kind of a matchup against Tennessee, really physical, aggressive, great defensive team. This would seem to be a spot again where there's a place for you sometime in this matchup. What do you see out of them, and what do you see as your role potentially in getting a win over them?
Yeah, so Tennessee is definitely a really physical team. I mean, they go to the glass hard. They have really good guards. They have a couple guys that will just shove you in the back just to get a rebound and stuff like that. So, I mean, I feel like for me personally, this is a great game where I can shine just because of my physicality and how hard, like, I box out, go to the rim, you know, get on loose balls and stuff like that. So, I mean, I feel like this game is kind of a perfect opportunity for me to do what I normally do, just because of how much physicality is going to be required just to make an effort, like, anywhere.
There's always this stigma about us that, you know, we're more of a finesse team, we're a skill team, we can't get down and get dirty with other teams and get physical, but it sounds like that's not a problem for you.
Yeah, I know. For me personally, I'll do whatever needs to be done, I mean, just to get a win. Like, if I need to get down and dirty, then that's what I'm going to do. If I need to, I don't know, I have a little more finesse, that's what I'm going to do. I mean, I just got to adapt on the fly to whatever you need to do.
Well, Jason, you've become a big star here in the last few days, and all it's going to take is another great one shining moment. Who knows? We could be headed to Arizona, and you could be a big part of that.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
That's my conversation with Creighton forward Jason Green. You got to love this kid's attitude. He has been so willing to accept a different role. And I asked him there at the end of the interview about, you know, just what was it? What is it like? You go from being a, you know, a star at Millard North, and you have to accept a lesser role. You had to redshirt last year, and of course this year got off to a rocky start, and there were times where we didn't see Jason Green play at all. But man, has he really been important for the Blue Jays coming off the bench? And I think he's going to have a big role in tonight's game as well. Tennessee is very physical. They're very defensive-minded. The Jays are going to have to be very mindful on the boards tonight, and Jason Green gave the Creighton Blue Jays great minutes last week against Oregon. I think he's going to have to come up with those junkyard dog minutes to spell Baylor Shireman or spell Mason Miller, especially at the four position, just to, you know, be able to match up against what has been a really, really good defensive team in Tennessee. Their offensive rebounding numbers don't pop off the charts, but then again, last week, neither did Oregon's, and we saw the difference that offensive rebounding could make as the second half. You know, Oregon really controlled most of that second half until the very end before the Blue Jays won it in overtime. So, you know, offensive rebounding, obviously controlling the ball, turnovers, going to be absolutely huge. I'll be joining the fellas a little bit later on during Unsportsmanlike Conduct live from Las Vegas, and we'll preview more of tonight's game and look forward to also joining the fellas for Movie Club today with Kent Wolgamott as we review The Hangover. But again, our coverage tonight begins at 7 o'clock live from our studios in Omaha. Then Nick and I will take over at 8:30. Tip-off, we hope, will be sometime shortly after 9 o'clock Omaha time. And then a special live edition from Detroit of Blue Jay Overtime with Jimmy Allen and Alex Drake will follow our coverage all right here on your home for the NCAA tournament and your home for the Creighton Blue Jays, 1620 The Zone. That'll be it for right now from Detroit. Talk to you a little bit later on during the program today, but coming up next, we'll take it back out to the desert to Circa Las Vegas as the guys now have to climb out of the pool and make sure at no eating now. For 30 minutes. No eating for 30 minutes after coming out of the pool. Remember the rules. Rules of the pool, very, very important. More of the Connor Happer Show continues right after this on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620 The Zone.
I hate you.